I have been privileged on two occasions, I think in about the last 10 years, the most recent one being in 2018, of leading a pilgrimage to Eastern Canada. And I guess it's not really Eastern Canada, it's more the Middle East. But anyways, starting in Quebec and winding up in Ontario, going to the Martyrs Shrine, which celebrates these particular martyrs that we are honoring today. And somebody in the last pilgrimage I went on gave me a little book on all of these Canadian saints, and it gave a little write-up on each of these North American martyrs that we honor today. Very, very interesting, very, very insightful in terms of these particular individuals and the heart they had for God as well as for neighbor, because their love of God impelled them to go and to spread the gospel to others who are in need of salvation. Very interesting, their evangelization strategy that they employed as they went into these lands that were so harsh, so difficult, was not to impose the Christian faith on those they encountered, but rather going with that understanding that with every system of belief, there's always something true in every system of belief. Nobody believes a complete lie. So there's always an element of truth. So they went to live with the indigenous peoples to learn about them, to find out what was it that they believed that was true, and then to build on that in order to pass the Christian faith on to these people. Not to impose it, but to offer it. Every year on this feast, we have a reading from when we're, for anybody who prays the Liturgy of the Hours. In the Office of Readings, we always have the reading from Saint Jean de Brébeuf, where he talks about how he had been longing for a number of weeks now to give his life. Not just to give his life, but to undergo all the tortures that he saw people, because he witnessed a lot of this. He witnessed people being captured, people being tortured by the indigenous peoples. He said, I'm willing to have all of that happen to me if only the gospel would be able to be implanted in the hearts of these people. So you see the tremendous love that he had for those that he had encountered. Before giving up their lives, I mean, these individuals showed such great heroism. They, in a sense, almost experienced a dry martyrdom because of all of the sufferings that they went through before enduring death. Just the trip across the Atlantic Ocean was sufficiently difficult in those days. But as they moved inland into the area of Ontario where the Martyr Shrine is now, they had to sleep outside being eaten alive by bugs and all of these other things. I mean, all of these things that they endured all the way through. But they did it out of love of God and love of neighbor. Saint Isaac Jacques was one who could have escaped, because he did. He was tortured at one point. He had some of his fingers bitten off. But he escaped from that particular situation, went back to Europe, and he wound up being an object of interest for people, because people wanted to be able to see a live martyr. I mean, they wanted to see a live saint, a living saint. And he couldn't stand the attention that he was getting, so he asked to go back. He actually had to get special permission from the Pope to celebrate Mass because he was missing some of his fingers that had been bitten off in the torture that he endured. But he went back, and eventually that's when what led to his martyrdom. I know I've shared with you the story of one of the other saints. I can't remember which one it was. But he went over there because he had a facility with languages. And he thought that his skills could be useful as they tried to understand the indigenous languages that they would encounter in North America. He had this great ability, but when he got to North America, he just couldn't get the indigenous languages. He couldn't figure them out. And so his skills were basically useless when he got to North America. And when he wrote to his superior describing what he was going through, how he couldn't stand the way of life of the indigenous peoples. He couldn't do the things that he came over to do. He just, you know, nothing was working out for him. And you would imagine at the end of this letter, he would say, get me out of here. You know, but he said, I want to stay. I want to stay. I want to give my life for the people of this land. Just really, really quite remarkable, quite incredible. One of the things I also learned was that some of the animosity that came upon the missionaries from the Iroquois people was because of the Iroquois peoples, their connection with some of the Protestants. Because the people, the indigenous peoples, were very superstitious. They were very superstitious. And so some of the Protestants would come across and settled further south. They had convinced the indigenous peoples that these Catholics had all of these superstitious practices. And when one of the missionaries made the sign of the cross on the head of a young person, they thought that he was putting a curse on that young person. And when certain misfortunes came upon the people, they blamed these Catholic missionaries, and that's what brought about some of the animosity. One of the funny things that I ran across as I was going through these stories of these saints, there was one entry in their diary or their notes where they were describing this animal that they had come across in North America that they had never seen before. And what was really humorous about it is the way that they described it. As they're describing this animal, as you're reading about it, you know exactly what animal they're talking about, because they're talking about a skunk, you know, and they're talking about the terrible smell of this skunk that is like hell and all these other things. You know, it is actually quite humorous when you read their description of this animal that they had never seen before. But today, again, we celebrate these great heroes of our faith, people who loved God, but they wanted to show that love of God by showing love of neighbor, by passing on the gospel, sharing the gospel, and even giving their lives for the sake of the gospel. And we ask for their intercession, especially for our country, Canada, these who are the secondary patrons of our country. We ask for their intercession because we've really lost our way in this country. We've abandoned so much of what established our country. We've lost so much of what has made our country great through the years, because it's really been our relationship with God that has been so important. My dad used to get upset, actually, when, you know, he would hear the people of Quebec complaining, you know, wanting to maintain their language and their culture. And my dad would say, what's more part of their culture than their faith? And yet they've abandoned that almost completely. So again, we want to pray for our country that has lost its way so much. Ask for the intercession of these great martyrs who so loved God and neighbor that they wanted to share that faith. And we pray that the faith will take root in the hearts of all people of our country. But let us now offer our prayers.